Hello, Gary. This is Tuesday afternoon, February the 17th, or around that, about there. I'll go ahead and do these questions that I had written out that I was going to ask you on the phone if you got to call. We're wondering what happened, but we understand that something happened and you couldn't call us. So I'll just ask you these questions that I had written down that I was going to ask you on the telephone. What about your address? Will it change if you have to go out in the field? And if so, be sure and send us the new one. How was the school? Was it pretty rough, or did you enjoy it? Or what all did you have to do? Your packages haven't from the Philippines haven't come yet, and I'm going to be gone next week, so I think that if they haven't come by Friday, I'll go down and talk to and show Wright these these insured receipts and see the receipts from this insurance and see what we can find out. And I'll let you know what we find out about them. Kay doesn't seem to think that you'll want any clothes, so I'm going to just wait, and if you do need some of these that you've got, maybe she can come up and pick them up. I had thought that I'd take some of them to Evelyn, but I guess I'll just wait and let her come up and get them if you do decide you want some of them. She said that Scratch didn't use any of his clothes hardly at all, so wonder if there's any use to send any. I did get you a case, suit, a cover for suits, you know, and it'll be real nice to take if you do decide you want some, or maybe Kay can bring it with hers in it. Anyway, we'll work it out. Those songs on this last tape that we sent were terrible, but Alicia and I were just playing, and we thought we'd put them on there. Reem kind of wanted to, so we just went ahead and put it on. We thought she was going to sing Rancho Grande, and all of a sudden she took off on this other, and it was real sudden, and it was kind of funny the way it happened. It was kind of a mess, but it was fun anyway. We had a little rain and snow over last weekend. It was kind of damp a little bit, and it's been damp since. We can sure use every little bit of moisture that we can get, because it really is dry around here. Saturday morning I woke up with a headache, and it kept getting worse and getting worse. So Saturday afternoon I went to the doctor, and he says it's my sinus that needs drained, and so he gave me a lot of medicine, and I come home and took it and got to feeling better and went to church Saturday night. But Sunday morning it was hurting again, and so I spent most of Sunday in bed, and Sunday afternoon late, it got to feeling a little better, so I went ahead and went to church Sunday night, and so it's been coming and going ever since then. I don't know whether it's my sinus or what, but it sure don't feel good, and it really feels like your head's going to bust. We've been hearing a lot about the Oshawa Valley, the Marines in the Oshawa Valley over there, and we're wondering if you have had any connection, or we know you've been out of the country, so I doubt if you've had to do any of the recons or excerpts, but I imagine you have heard a lot of some about it. Doesn't sound too good, but they did have some good days too. You have an insurance policy that's due, and I'll go ahead and mail that before too long, and I'll let you know how much you have in the bank after we pay that. Can we mail you anything that you need? Like Marks-a-Lots or anything that you could use and need. We'd just be happy to. If you'll just tell me what, we'll try to get it on the way. The Mormons came over last Friday night to church, and we went. They came up after church, and we just talked. We didn't get around to playing any tapes or anything. It was so late, and they were in a hurry. You know, it was kind of late when they got here, and late by the time we got up here from church, and so we just talked. But they do want to hear your last tape, and we want to hear Dale's, so we'll take them take it and go over some of these nights and hear them. Marge is in the hospital, and she has been since the 11th. Her mother calls Friday night, and they had put her in the hospital, and she does seem to have a blockage somewhere there. They think she has a cracked cervical vertebrae. Now, whatever that is, it's pretty complicated, but anyway, she is going to be in the hospital for quite some time, so they don't know just when she'll get out, but anyway, she's not sure she'll get to go back to her training at all. She doesn't know when she'll get to go back. Will you be able to take your tape recorder with you out in the field, or will it be in the way? I'd imagine it might just be in the way if you do have to live in tents or something like that, and not very suitable place to keep it, but we're just wondering if you would get to keep it with you. We had a letter from Billy today. He was real informative about where he was, and I'll just read part of it. He says, "I do hope that you have some detailed maps of Vietnam, because it will take them to find where I am." And I had told him to let us know where he was, because we'd like to look it up. And he says, "Follow the Mekong River until it crosses the Cambodia border. And just a few miles south of the border, you'll find two cities, Tan Chau, T-A-N-C-H-A-U, that's two words, and Hong N-G-U. If you draw a line between those two cities, it will bisect an island in the river. Well, if you've strained your eyes long enough and found it, my base is located in the middle of the river, just north of the island." And he goes ahead and says, "I'm a patrol officer in the Division of River Patrol Boats, which are high-speed gunboats that patrol the rivers to stop VC infiltration. My division patrols from the border south about 35 miles. Our home base is a big barge which is anchored in the river. I've been here since December the 23rd and have a long time to go. Sure wish I could make R&R with Gary, but I'm sure I'd really be welcomed with Kay coming to Hawaii. Ha." So he was... That was about all he said, and he wanted us to write if we could, and I'll try to get him off a letter before too very long. They're having a meeting over at Spring Lake. Bill Phillips is holding it, and I think that Rena and I are going over tonight and go to church over there tonight. I'm not sure. But if nothing happens and the roads don't get bad, well, we'll go. But it does look like it might start falling just any minute. And you know how quick these plains can get icy if it rains and it's cold enough. So we're still wondering just whether we'll get to go or not tonight. Carol Lewis Block's baby has been in the hospital in Hereford, and she was some better. And I think Mom and Betty have gone up there this afternoon to see how she's getting along. I think this tape's just about to go, so I'll turn it over and we'll go on the other side. Bye-bye.